Samantha Downing made a big splash in March of 2019 with her debut novel, My Lovely Wife, a stunner about a married couple who spiced up their love lives with serial killing. It sold more than 500,000 copies and was recently picked up for Amazon Productions by Nicole Kidman's Blossom Films. Now she's back with her second novel, He Started It. We're speaking with Sam Downing from her office in the French Quarter. Sam, He Started It is a worthy follow-up to My Lovely Wife. This is the family road trip from hell, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is. It is about three siblings, adult siblings, and two of their spouses who have to go on a road trip in order to get their grandfather's inheritance. And along the way, there are secrets and there are grudges and lots of scores to settle on this road trip. And the book takes place over a 2-week period and flashes back to an earlier road trip they took as children. The whole book encompasses both road trips.
This made me wonder if you had siblings too.
Yes, I do. I have a brother and I had three stepsisters growing up, so I am well versed in the sibling relationships. And it was definitely one of the things that interested me most about writing this book was the way that you sort of become kids again when you get together with your siblings. You revert back to that original relationship you have. I know when my brother and I get together, we're 12 years old all over again.
And you really know how to push one another's buttons.
Yes, absolutely. They know how to get to you.
One of the things that fascinated me about this book was the way you were playing with the idea of the heroine. Who is the heroine of a story? What do we think of when we think of heroines? And the narrator of this novel is Beth, who is really a piece of work. I mean, she's fun to listen to. She's surprising. But what was it like to live inside her head for, these many pages?
It's always odd, I guess, it's normal for me, but I guess it sounds odd to somebody else to be in someone else's head when you're writing. The idea of the heroine, the book begins with the rules of being a heroine, and those are the commonly accepted rules in books and TV and movies of what a heroine is allowed to be. And that's really what I wanted to challenge, was that the heroines don't have to be just what they are prescribed as. You can be a heroine in a lot of different ways, but it's up to the reader to decide who is a heroine and who is not.
Now, when you did this book, you sent them on the road to some of the most unexpected places for a family road trip. Helen Keller's house, the spot where Bonnie and Clyde met their bloody end, the Barbed Wire Museum, which I have heard of, a UFO watchtower, and my favorite was the Codger Pole. The Codger Pole is extraordinary. So that part must have been so much fun to write.
It was, and all of the places in the book are real. They do exist today. It was a lot of fun to research. I did a lot of research on websites like Roadside America, which details all sorts of odd places to go. We have geographically a huge country and there's so much in it to see. And this family would never go anywhere normal. They would never hang out. They would never be hanging out at the Grand Canyon or a typical tourist site. So they go to some of the most out of the way places.
Now, one of the most hilarious things that I know, because I know you, it fascinated me the way all the reviewers, or many, many reviewers, said, it's so hard to believe that My Lovely Wife is the first novel. And it wasn't your first novel, not by a long shot, was it? So
no.
Talk about the long road to overnight success.
Right. My Lovely Wife was my 12th book that I wrote. I had been writing as a hobby for about 20 years and just really enjoyed writing and never really thought I would get published because it seemed so impossible. The labyrinth of the publishing world and getting the agent and getting the book deal, it seemed like something that only happened to people that had, you know, a master's in fine arts and had a pedigree and had been published in magazines and what have you. So it wasn't something I studied. So I just did it as a hobby, kind of like someone who goes home at night and plays the guitar at night. They know they're never going to play Madison Square Garden, but they do it because they love it. That's why I did it. And so by the time I had the opportunity to send my work to an agent, which someone did for me, by the way, I was ready. I guess I was ready. I had 11 novels under my belt. I guess I had learned my lessons well enough.
It's a story that gives hope to writers everywhere.
I'm always amazed when I hear someone wrote their first book and it's being published. I'm always in awe of that. I don't know how they did it. My first novel could never have been published. So
are you spending your time now casting My Lovely Wife?
I wish. Right now, the announcement came out right when the paperback came out in March, right before the shutdown. So as far as I know, Hollywood is on hold like everyone else and isn't filming anything. So I don't have any news on that. I hope one day to have some, but we'll see how it goes.
He started it as a wonderful page turner of a novel. It is funny and smart and very, very dark in places. And it's the perfect summer read. So congratulations, Samantha Downing. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.